If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Questions amid hurricane destruction.
Who knows when they're going to get electricity and fresh water?
New move in documents dispute.
The Trump team thinks that they have their best shot with the Supreme Court.
Historic home run.
It is gone! Number 62!
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A week after Hurricane Ian slammed into southwest Florida, the death toll has risen to at least 108. For thousands who lost homes, rebuilding will be a challenge that will last many months. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez has the latest on the recovery effort.
The streets of Fort Myers are lined with debris. It's overwhelming. Residents still lack the basics, food, running water, electricity.
These are families that were struggling to make ends meet before the storm happened.
Before, and not, they don't have nothing.
Miriam Ortiz runs the Gladiolas Food Pantry in Fort Myers' Harlem Heights neighborhood. They usually assist 850 families a month. Now they've served at least 1,600 meals since Friday. Now folks like Sylvester Manjares, once a restaurant worker on Sanibel Island, are unemployed.
So
you're looking for any type of job to support your family.
President Biden goes to the storm zone today.
I'm Stephen Portnoy at the White House. The president will meet with small business owners and residents who've suffered losses, and he'll attend a briefing on the efforts to help them recover, led by his FEMA administrator and Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis. Mr. Biden's press secretary says any political differences will be set aside for the moment.
Lawyers for former President Trump are asking the U.S. Supreme Court to step into the legal battle over the classified documents seized during the FBI search of his Florida estate. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
Whether he will get his case heard by the Supreme Court, that's always a bit of a long shot. But of course, the justice who will immediately look at this emergency request is Clarence Thomas. And I think that Trump's lawyers expect that Justice Thomas would probably be the justice most friendly to a Trump request.
Republicans appear to be standing with Georgia Senate candidate Herschel Walker. He has denied a Daily Beast report that says he paid for a girlfriend's abortion 13 years ago. Walker's son, Christian, criticized him in tweets and social media posts.
He has four kids, four different women, wasn't in the house raising one of them. He was out having sex with other women. Do you care about family values? Do not lie.
Russia's Vladimir Putin today signed the papers officially annexing four provinces inside Ukraine. CBS's Charlie Daggett is heading to Lyman, a city in that territory regained by Ukrainian forces.
Everywhere there are signs of the ferocious battle that took place. Convoys of bombed out vehicles, Russian military vehicles. They also left behind the bodies of Russian soldiers on the street, which indicates how quickly they had to retreat.
Brittany Griner's wife says she's terrified about the basketball star's fate. Held in Russia since February, her appeal on a drug conviction happens later on this month. Sherelle Griner spoke with CBS's Gail King.
It feels to me as if she's a hostage.
Mm-hmm. That must scare you.
It terrifies me mm-hmm. because, I mean, when you watch movies, like, sometimes those situations don't end well.
Iran has allowed an 85-year-old Iranian-American who had been jailed on spy charges to leave the country for medical treatment in Oman. A South Korean ballistic missile malfunctioned and blew up during a live fire drill with the U.S. It was part of the response to North Korea's test missile that flew over Japan.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
The on-again, off-again Elon Musk purchase of Twitter is on again. CNET's Ian Schur says it's a $44 billion agreement.
It seemed as though he really wanted to back out of this deal, which was made before the stock market started to fall.
Well, CBS's David Martin reports the Pentagon is taking action after video surfaced from Navy SEAL training.
SEAL recruits blanketed with a cloud of tear gas while being ordered to sing Happy Birthday so they can't hold their breath. When the admiral in charge of Navy SEALs saw this video, he ordered an investigation, telling CBS News it raises questions about the lawfulness of the behavior. Regulations for tear gas use in SEAL training require the instructors to stay at least 6 feet away from the recruits to avoid the danger of burns, and to use the gas for no more than 15 seconds. In this video, the gas lasts for more than a minute.
On the second-to-last day of baseball's regular season, slugger Aaron Judge made history.
There it goes! Deep left, it is high, it is far, it is gone! Number 62 to set the new American League record.
The call on WFAN radio, it came in Arlington, Texas, in a Yankees loss to the Rangers.
Would have been great to do it at Yankee Stadium in front of our home fans.
A fan caught the Aaron Judge ball. Estimates say it could be worth $2 million. It's the final regular season game today for a pioneering Latino announcer.
He has been broadcasting Dodger games since 1959.
Dodger broadcaster, Jaime Harin.
And here in Southern California, he's become an institution among Spanish-language baseball fans.
Everybody knows Jaime Harin, yes.
He's like an icon in L.A.
When Jaime Harin came to the U.S. from Ecuador in 1959, he knew virtually nothing about baseball.
That's true, because in Ecuador, they don't play baseball.
But when the Dodgers moved to L.A. from Brooklyn and Harin's station got the Spanish-language radio rights, everything was in place for the next 60 years. Jose Mota, the son of Major Leaguer Manny Mota, is himself a broadcaster. He has known Harin since he was 4 years old.
Dodger Stadium became different because of Hyman. The faces changed because of Hyman.
Today at 86, he calls his final regular season game.
It was my pleasure to be able to reach the Latino audience in Southern California.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
60 years ago today in Great Britain, the first James Bond movie, Dr. No, premiered.
Bond. James Bond.
And this song emerged.
Love Me Do.
The first Beatles record came out. Love Me Do was released in the U.S. the following year.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Will Smith's first movie since that infamous Oscar moment is coming out.
After months of backlash, it seems Will Smith's getting out of career purgatory.
I heard it myself. Slaves are free.
Apple says it'll officially release his new movie, Emancipation, on December 2nd and start streaming it a week later. The movie got shelved for a while after Smith slapped comedian Chris Rock at the Oscars.
Oh, wow!
Now, even if both the film and Smith are eligible for Oscar consideration, Smith himself is banned from attending the ceremony for the next 10 years. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
This year's Nobel Prize in Chemistry has been awarded to Americans Carolyn Bertozzi and Barry Sharpless, and Denmark's Morten Meldal for developing a way of snapping molecules together. It's a second Nobel for the 81-year-old Sharpless. That's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.